The team from Utah are coming into New Orleans to play the Pelicans. Zion Williamson is going to play more point guard tonight. And what do the stars think about the stars? Let's get into it. I'm Ryan Jado. This is the Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans podcast on the Believe Sports Network. As you might have heard, I called them the team from Utah and not the Utah Jazz. If you're unaware, the Utah Jazz used to play in New Orleans. They were called the New Orleans Jazz. That's when one of my favorite players, Pistol Pete Maravich, was on the team. And that was before the Smoothie King Center was even a thing. We used to actually play our games in the Superdome, much like they do with March Madness and college basketball these days. So it's very interesting that the Utah Jazz decided to keep the name the Jazz, and they did that because I guess they had a fan base and people wanted to connect with the team still. Regardless, I have a very special episode of the podcast today that includes a very special guest, someone who is new to the NBA, a new fan of the Pelicans, my girlfriend, Sabri.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be on today to talk about some astrology intel. I'm excited that we're going to be playing the Jazz today because their head coach, Will Hardy, is an Aquarius, and our head coach, Willie Green, is a Leo, which is our astrology combo. And yeah, I'm excited to talk about being a new fan and all the things I've noticed.
So at this point, we've been to about 3 Pelicans games together, but we've watched probably about 11 or 12 of them on the couch very intently. So we do have some favorite players. Sabri, who are your current favorite Pelicans players?
My favorite players right now are Dyson Daniels and Jordan Hawkins.
Why are they your favorites?
Together, I think they work really well on the court. They play off each other really well. And I think Dyson's great on defense, and Hawkins makes every single shot.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the analysis that anybody would give right now. And so it's really cool that she can see that and tell how good he is on defense. Because before this, had you watched any basketball?
Never.
So she had never watched any basketball until she started dating me. How do you feel that about the Pelicans being the team that you adopted?
Honestly, I think this is a great year for it. I think the team's doing really well, and I'm proud to be a fan.
Wow, she's proud to be a fan of the Pelicans. That is something that you would not have heard a while ago, so I'm glad we're at this point. So Sabri is an astrology expert, and she is going to give us some expert advice and analysis on tonight's game pregame, and we're going to see how it held up after the game.
I am qualified as an astrology expert because I am from California, so that's Bible down there. I basically have a bachelor's in astrology, and I'm locked and loaded with facts about the Pels today.
So, Sabri, you mentioned that the coach of the Jazz and the coach of the Pelicans have the same astrology signs as you and I. Willie Green is a Leo, and Will Hardy is an Aquarius. What does that mean for their head-to-head matchup for tonight's game?
I think tonight's going to be a really great game, and we're going to see some really interesting plays out there. Aquariuses and Leos think very similarly, but go about doing the thing very differently. So I think it's going to be great to see how that kind of plays out. Aquariuses today need to be open and vulnerable. Sometimes we're just very strategic and logical about things. And Leos today have the confidence to approach people with authority and therefore gain respect from them.
I like what you said about Willie Green having the confidence to approach people with authority tonight, because he actually mentioned earlier that Zion Williamson is going to be playing a little bit more point guard, which means that Brandon Ingram isn't going to have the ball in his hands a lot. How do you think they are going to react to that role change?
Since Brandon Ingram is a Virgo, I don't know how well he's going to do with that change. I still think he's going to play really well, but we might see Ingram make some bad plays intentionally that were actually premeditated and harbor some resentment towards Zion.
Well, so Brandon Ingram has been kind of on, I would say, one of the worst shooting slumps of his entire career in the month of January.
I think Ingram is burnt out. I think he puts a lot of pressure on himself to do the best and be the best. And if it's not burnout, maybe he's feeling a little underappreciated and not playing his best.
All right, so we talked about the coaches. Now let's get to the players and their matchup. How does their starting five compare to our starting five for tonight's game?
I think we're actually really well balanced. We have one of every zodiac sign, two of only one or two things, which are both earth signs, which I think is fine. It brings more stability to the team, and I think they all work really well off of each other. I think aside from being physically younger, their team has a lot of air signs and fire sign energy, which is bringing a little more spontaneity to the team. I think they're a little unserious, which isn't always a bad thing. I think they can go with the flow better and kind of adapt to things a little more than we can. We have a lot of earth signs and water signs in our starting five, so we're a little more grounded, maybe a little bit more emotional, and I think we're very precision and work-based on the court.
So what are the signs of our starting five?
Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum are our Virgos. Virgos are traditionally very well thought out and like control. Zion Williamson is a Cancer. They typically think a little more emotionally than they do logically and follow their subconscious. I think that's really good for our team, and it's well supported by our earth signs.
Now that you mention it, I really think that's accurate with Zion. He's a very emotional player on the court. He likes when things get physical. He likes when there's lots of emotion in the game, and it really steps up his level of play when people are pushing and shoving. There's technical fouls going. So that's probably one of the more accurate signs on our team.
Jonas Valanciunas is a Taurus. They have a lot of perseverance and are very grounded and well in tune with their bodies and their surroundings.
That also makes a lot of sense because Jonas never misses games. And I feel like if he was ever injured, he would know. And the fact that he's not injured speaks volumes that he is in tune with his body.
Herb Jones is a Libra. The energy they tend to put off is dominant and confident. However, they're also very light and playful. Libras are the balance, so I think Herb kind of balances out everyone on the team and keeps everyone light and ready to play.
And happy. Herb Jones keeps me happy. I love Herb Jones, is probably my favorite player, everybody, besides Jose Alvarado. But as a starter, I think Herb Jones is probably my favorite. Sticking with the astrology theme real quick, the Milwaukee Bucks fired their head coach, and I saw a tweet that an astrology NBA account predicted this before the season even started because he said that their star was not a good astrological match with the head coach. And sure enough, he was right. So do you think having that head coach and star player synergy is really important?
Yeah, absolutely. I think being able to communicate and collaborate with your team member and coach is a really important aspect of the team.
So what does that mean for Zion, who is a Cancer, and Willie, who is a Leo?
I think it's great. They're neighboring signs, so they're very similar in certain aspects. Leos give Cancer the confidence to kind of blossom and come out of their shell. They're both loyal. Leos are more loyal in the aspect of traditional loyalty, whereas Cancers are very protective over their friends, families, and teammates. So I think it's a really good combination. I think they support each other and do really well together.
Love it. So we have a superstar that loves his coach and a coach that loves his superstar. Can't ask for anything better. Sabri, thank you so much for taking some time to talk about astrology with me. And just one more quick thing. One of your favorite non-Pelican players got traded. Kyle Lowry is now on the Charlotte Hornets instead of the Miami Heat. How does that make you feel?
One step closer to getting Lowry's dumpy on the streets of NOLA, where it belongs.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the first ever astrology report for the Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans podcast by my girlfriend Sabri. Sabri, what do you think is going to happen with tonight's game?
I think Zion being point guard tonight is really going to shake some things up. I think putting him in the place of Ingram, hopefully playing with a little more emotion and intuitivity, is going to trump playing with logic.
There you have it, everybody. The game takes place in about an hour and 8 minutes. Hopefully, our predictions were right. The next time you hear my voice in about half a second is going to be post-game. Let's see how we did. Earlier, my girlfriend predicted that Brandon Ingram would have a tough game and that Zion would shake things up, being the point guard a little bit more often. Well, Zion had a record 11 assists and Brandon Ingram had a rough game. It is now the morning after the game, and after watching it, I'm just really excited for the future of Point Zion. Andrew Lopez shared some really great stats about how Zion had 20 opportunities to bring the ball up by himself last night, and we scored 2 points per possession on that, which would rank him in the top five of the entire league. So it's stuff like that that goes a little bit deeper into the eye test that really proves that things are moving in the right direction, that Zion is moving in the right direction. He looks incredible. He had a dunk last night where his elbow was, actually, it was more like his bicep and his shoulder. They were hitting the bottom of the backboard while he was catching the oop. Like, I just can't even fathom how good that is. So I'm just happy. I'm happy that my girlfriend and I predicted some fun outcomes with this one. I'm glad the Pelicans stomped on the team from Utah, aka the Utah Jazz. And I'm excited for this next 3-game stretch. We're going to start the stretch off with the Thunder. I don't want to think too far ahead, so we're just going to stick with the Thunder. It's a big game. It's an important game. I think this is going to be a great test for us. And Herb usually plays Shai Gilgeous-Alexander pretty good. So we'll see what happens there. How does it feel being right about your predictions?
It feels amazing, but I can only thank the stars.
There it is, people. Trust the universe. It's always right, and it loves sports. This was Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us wherever you find your podcasts, and we will see you next time.